Radio Tygerberg 104 FM. Die Christenstem van Suid-Afrika.
He's not only a dynamic speaker, but also a leader who inspires people to live out their calling with boldness. Get ready to be encouraged, challenged, and equipped. Here's Brad Sadler. Good morning, Brad, and welcome to Radio Tygerberg.
Good morning. It's wonderful to be with you this morning. Good morning to your listeners.
Lovely to have you here. Brad, so your story from a banker to prisoner to speaker is powerful. What was the turning point for you personally?
You know, it's such a, I was asked this question the other day, was there a turning point?
Right.
And I can say during this whole process, there were a number of turning points. and I speak about it in my seminar, Who Let the Dogs Out,
yeah.
Is that we are faced with these turning points in our lives, not just one, but actually quite a few. And the decision you make at that turning point actually has a huge impact going forward.
Right.
And so, a small one was actually to come to that realization that one day that I'm actually going to go to prison for 4 years.
Sure.
You know, and it's because I've been given a fine and I've done community service and I thought, that's it. I've paid my debt to society. Let me get on with my life, my wife and my two young daughters. And the sentence was appealed by the prosecution.
Yep.
And the appellate division came back and said, sorry, my boy, we know you've paid the fine. We'll give that back to you. Put the community service down to experience, but you're going to prison for 4 years.
Sure.
At any point, I was a believer. I believe God had done an absolute miracle. And then, you know, at that moment, especially in your faith, you can think God's let me down, but that's not true. God never lets us down. It's what is he going to do with us in the next season of our life? And when I look back, I can see how God has used these different turning points in my life for his kingdom. And coming out of prison was another turning point.
Yo.
You know, what do you do with your life?
Yo.
I've been an inmate. God turns these things around, man. You know, and I think that's the exciting thing. There's an opportunity, even in the storms of your life. I say to people, look up. There's an opportunity in the storm. What is God going to do with you?
Wow.
And it's to embrace those opportunities.
Wow. Yo. Now, Brad, you just touched on that discussion that you're going to have, or that session,
yes.
With a name, Who Let the Dogs Out? But in that session, you speak about integrity. Now, why do you believe this specific topic resonates so strongly in the business world today?
You know, I came across a statement made by a CEO a few years back, a CEO of a large international company. And he said this, ethical companies outperform and outlast non-ethical companies. And in there you can read integrity. And he went on and he said, it starts with you and I. It starts with you and I being convinced that doing the right thing is the right thing. And it really resonated with me is that actually companies that have integrity will outlast and outperform those companies that don't. And I think that's a very strong statement for business, you know, is that if you think, man, is it really worthwhile being full of integrity because the guy down the road's doing this and doing that? I want to encourage you, stick with it, because you are outlast and outperform the company that doesn't have integrity.
Sure. Yes, what a strong statement. But you have another talk where you focus on marriages, and that topic's name is, I love the topic, what's in the suitcase, dear?
Yeah.
Because I think there's a lot of stuff in that suitcase. But you touch on the emotional baggage, and what's one practical takeaway couples can expect from that evening?
You know, so often when people, you talk about a marriage seminar, they'd say, well, my marriage is fine, you know, I don't need to have anything more. But I want to say to people that it's not about this marriage seminar, what's in the suitcase there, is not for people, or not only for people who are struggling, but it's for people who are doing well. We need to invest in our marriage,
in our
relationships. And when we invest in it, we find the fruit. And so I encourage anyone, I say, listen, if you're thinking of getting married, you are married, or you're hinting you should be married, come on, come to the What's in the Suitcase here. And I've used that title for a very specific reason, because we come into this marriage relationship with our own suitcase. And, you know, it's full of experiences, and it's full of idiosyncrasies, strengths and weaknesses.
Mm-hmm.
And then we fall in love with this person that's got the suitcase. We get married, and then we want them to unpack their suitcase and change. And I'm saying, no, we need to embrace what's in the suitcase.
Yeah.
You know, don't seek to fix, seek to understand. And man, when we do that, we can have such joy in our relationships.
Wow, that's beautiful. Brad, now you face both public failure and personal redemption.
Yeah.
How has this shaped your faith and your message today?
That's a long question. How long have we got? Well, one I'd say, you know, no one likes drama in their life. No one likes trouble in their life. No one likes the storms of life. But I can say that when we put ourselves and surrender into God's hands, He has this way, and it's in Scripture. He'll turn all those things for good. But it's to trust Him. Man, it's hard to trust God in these tough times when your world is collapsing. And I must say, it's been an incredible faith journey, just seeing God's faithfulness in the good times and in the mediocre times. You know, when we're treading water, it's like, oh, it's okay, I'm fine. But actually, God is in every moment of our life, bad, good, and in the middle. And so it really is. I do have this faith because I've been through these tough times where I've thought, how's God going to get me out of this? And it's not always about getting out of it, about how's He going to be with me through it? And I think that's the important thing.
Wow.
You know, we end up praying, Lord, take this away. The Lord says, no, but I'm going to be with you through it because your faith is going to grow and your faith is going to strengthen and it'll be a testimony to other people. So, you know, we've got to look at it like that. Wow. Not always easy, eh?
Sure. Not always easy. Now, as you know, there's no scar let also sells with Brad Sadler find a focus on the family. Now, Brad, what would you say to someone listening who's feeling hopeless? They're feeling in their marriage, they just feel like, you know what, there's nothing I can do anymore. I don't know what to do. I've tried everything. And they feel hopeless in their marriage and also in their personal or professional life. What would you say to that person right now?
You know, so usually what happens is both for who let the dogs out and for what's in the suitcase, dear, depending if it's business or marriage relationship. Normally when we're unhappy or dissatisfied, we want change and we want it fast.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know what, if I come to that thing and I listen carefully, tomorrow all's going to be right. And I say, but hang on. What happens is that when we make the small changes consistently every day, is when the true change comes.
Sure.
And so it's from a different perspective in the marriage and the business seminars to say these interactions, take these small, simple steps each and every day and then do them again and you will find success. And I think that's something that in a world of instant, you know, you can, if you want something, you can order it online, get it tomorrow.
Right. Or yes.
It's we don't have this sense of, well, I must just keep doing the small things again and again and again, because is it really going to produce fruit? And it actually is. It's those, a great marriage, a great relationship is doing those small things consistently each and every day.
Wow.
Okay, Brad, now you've inspired us. Now the whole of Cape Town is sitting and saying, where on planet Earth can we go where we can sit at this guy's feet and just drink in the knowledge? So please tell us. I think this weekend is a big weekend because Who Let the Dogs Out is this weekend. Please tell us times, place, how can we get the tickets?
So Cape Town, Capetonians, come on, let's do it. You can go to www.safamily.co.za. And as you scroll down the page, you'll see events, and then you'll get to marriage and business. The What's in the Suitcase there is at Durbanville Baptist on Tuesday the 20th from 7 to 9:30 p.m. Tickets, 100 Rand each. And then Who Let the Dogs Out is on Tuesday morning, 8 for 8:30, also at Durbanville Baptist. Tickets are 100 Rand. So Tuesday the 20th is the day. Come on.
SAfamily.co.za.
Book your ticket. I'd love to see you there. We can have lots of fun together.
It sounds like fun.
I just realized I said this weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there's been so many long weekends in this previous month. Like, I feel like Tuesday is part of a weekend.
Yeah, well done.
Oh, well done. Brad, thank you. Thank you so much for sharing with us. And it really sounds like it's going to be a very, very good seminar. So, once again, thank you. Thank you for spending time with us. And God bless you. Have a great day.
Ja, bless you guys and bless your listeners. God bless, man. It's been wonderful Thanks. Speaking to you.
Radio Tygerberg 104 FM. Ons verkondig Christus.